All right, well, we wanted to make sure the fans got their money's worth. Obviously we got off to a fast start, with our defense having a couple three and outs to start the game. I thought the big run for Terrell was, a huge play in the game to be able to start off and get that type of momentum in a game against a defense that, they haven't given up a lot of explosive plays, and for us to start the game that way was huge. I was pleased with some of the things I saw from Darren. He had a couple rushing touchdowns. I thought that was good to see. I thought our coaches did a nice job of having a few little wrinkles in there. Some of the gadget plays down there in the red zone that gave us an opportunity to score some touchdowns when we had those opportunities down there. And that's what we got to continue to be able to do. We got to be able to score touchdowns when we get in the red zone. We were better at doing that today. I thought our defense was outstanding. I thought they were outstanding all game long. A couple of times they got put in some tough situations. We turned the ball over right before the half, which can't happen, and our defense goes right back out there and stops them. They did a great job. They made a lot of plays. The interception by Tracy Porter was a huge play in the game. Mike Jenkins making a huge play in the game. So I thought those guys did a great job. Things that we got to get better at, okay, we still got to learn how to finish better. You get a team and you're 21-3. Now, listen, we all knew this is the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're not going to throw in the towel. They're not going to give up. But, when you get that type of lead, you got to have that killer instinct. And we've got to be able to come out and be more effective in the second half of the football game. It's really the second time, second consecutive home game where we started out fast and haven't been able to finish our opponent off, but we made enough plays at the end of the game to win the game, and that's what's the most critical. And so we'll take a look at the tape, we'll make the adjustments that we have to make. It's always better to be able to make those adjustments and corrections after a win. So our guys should feel good about themselves, coaches and players, because I thought we did a great job coming off the bye, handled that the right way, and I thought our guys were ready to play. And that's a tribute to both those coaches in that locker room and the players. Well, no, I think it's more about execution. I mean, you got opportunities to make plays, and we didn't make the plays when we had the opportunities. And there wasn't a ton of possessions in the second half. I mean, they got the ball on the first drive of the second half, and I think they ate up about 10 minutes of the clock. So that's going to limit your ability to be effective when you don't have very many possessions. But we got to do a better job in those clock management type of games. Listen, it's 21-3. I knew what type of game this was going to be. It was points were going to be hard to come by. Our defense was playing extremely well. I didn't want to do anything that was going to give them an opportunity to get back into the game. So we wanted to be able to run the ball. We wanted to be able to get some quick short passes out. But when we call these short passes, we got to be able to complete some short passes so we can keep the clock running. And I think we just got to do a better job of understanding situations and managing situations. No, not really. I mean, I thought, and that's kind of the way, I mean, really that's what the read option does. It makes you be exactly right on every single play. And obviously they closed down pretty hard on the first play of the game, and Terrell was able to keep it, and we got a big gain on it. Then there were some other plays in the game where, they did a better job of defending it. But I don't think they really did a whole lot different schematically to stop it. Well, we didn't complete the ball when we had opportunities to complete the ball, and we didn't block them as good as we needed to block them in the second half. I mean, it's not complicated. It's just, block them, catch it, throw it. It's pretty easy. Well, no, I mean, it was just, something that we wanted to get into the game. We wanted to give Terrell a chance to get in the flow of the game and give him some easy plays to kind of start the game. And he did a great job of making the right read. And when you execute the play and you read it out properly, you got a chance to get some explosive plays. So I'm glad he was able to run it for 93 yards. That's pretty fast. Well, I think we ended up making that decision on Saturday morning. You know, I mean, that's kind of what we end up doing as far as you kind of have a menu of plays that you want to start the game out, your openers. Yeah, as the play unfolded. Yeah, I mean, it's option football. You know, I mean, you got a guy that you're keying, and he did a good job of that, and that was something that we had to look at with this team, because some of the different looks that you get make it a little more difficult. Yeah, I thought our guys up front did a great job. I mean, I thought we were able to get pressure on the quarterback in a variety of different ways. Not always with the bringing extra rushers, but I thought our four-man rush was able to do a good job of getting some pressure on the quarterback. We were around him a lot in the passing game. Obviously, he's a big, strong guy. And he's hard to get on the ground, and he was able to get out of a couple of sack opportunities and make some plays down the field. But I thought our defense. I mean, I thought those guys flew around. I thought they did a great job in the game. Yeah, no, I mean, that's what you expect out of a guy that's been around, been a pro, you know, that's what these guys get paid to do. They get paid to make the plays that they're supposed to make, and so I thought he did a great job. He's been great for us, and, you know, in the special teams, he's done a nice job of coming in and filling in for Darren when Darren goes out, and he's been a – you know, he's obviously been a valued asset for our football team. Well, I think we got to look at everything. I mean, we all feel good about winning a game, but what we have to understand is, you know, you put the ball on the ground in a game like that, you're giving them an opportunity to get back in the game. You can't do that. Good football teams, they don't do that. So, and part of it is, you know, I think they make some good plays, but part of it is, you know, just our ability to focus in. I mean, you know, right before the half, we have a, you know, pass that hits Bryce right in the hands and pops up, and they get an interception. You know, and Jacoby's play on the punt return there, that could have been a huge play in the game. Luckily, you know, we got the call in our favor. So, what I'm going to visit, you know, with our guys about is just, you know, you got to understand what wins and loses in this game, and when you're in these games like this. You know, you can't – the only way they got a chance to get back in the game is for you to turn the ball over and make mistakes, and we can't do that.
This is your next three or four games against teams that are somewhat struggling. You guys have a chance to get some momentum over time?
Well, we need to take it one game at a time. And we got the Philadelphia Eagles coming in here next week. We're going to have to do a great job in preparation. We're going to have to play well to have a chance to win that football game. And I think that's what, you know – That's the mindset that we have to have. We can't look into the future. All we control is what happens this week. We can't control anything that happened in the past. We can't control anything that's going to happen down the road. All we can handle is this week. And so our guys are going to be focused in on the Philadelphia Eagles this week. Oh, no. We're better in the secondary. Better in the secondary. You know, we do a better job of covering. We do a better job of keeping the ball in front of us. You know, obviously those guys are doing a nice job of understanding what we're trying to ask them to do. But I think our secondary has really allowed us to do some different things from a defensive standpoint. And I mean, they're not the only reason, but I mean they're a big part of it. I mean, And I think because of that, we've been able to kind of, you know, JT's been able to implement a few more things that we want to try to do defensively where we can be a little bit more aggressive. No, nothing more than the normal bumps and bruises. I mean, obviously, we'll get in tomorrow and have a better feel, but everybody was able to finish the game today, so.
You're pretty confident about your defense in the season, you know, most outside parts. Why was that? Are they better than you thought they were going to be?
Well, I've been pleased with what I've seen. And I knew coming into this season, I knew that this football team had the right mindset. And I knew that we had pros that wanted to come to work every day, that were going to be unselfish, that were going to put the team first. And I know we didn't have a lot of big names. You know, we probably wouldn't do very good in Hollywood. But those guys, I knew they were football players. And they've done a great job for us so far. And we're almost halfway through the season, so we got a long way to go. But if, I'm hopeful that they'll continue to improve. Well, number one, I thought the ball was kind of bouncing around a little bit. It looked like Mike went for the ball. They said it was a hit to the head. I don't know exactly, how it changed. But one of the other officials on the other side, I guess came in and said that it wasn't a hit to the head. So.
Did Darren have a pass option on the right side?
Yes. Yeah, I'd rather not get back to Marquette, but at least he got him down. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
All right, thanks.